Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons, 647 on a Wednesday night in Lansing. Well, President Obama said that we need more equality here in America. In last night's State of the Union address, he was referring to economic equality, saying the rich are, of course, getting richer. The poor are not getting richer. And to talk about if that's the real problem here in the country, I'm joined by David Barker. He's a former economist for the Federal Reserve and the author of the new book, Welcome to Free America. David, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I wonder, do you view this as the fundamental problem this country is facing, the fact that we have this 1% of incredibly rich Americans and the 99% that are not, or is that really not what we should be focusing on right now?
Well, no, I don't think that that's what we should be focusing on. I think that the wealth of the few is good for the country. It's of course it's good for wealth to be as many places as possible, but I don't think that the wealthy are making their money by taking it from other people. They're earning it by providing goods and services that people want.
Do you think that we are in a good position economically? We apparently are in a recovery, but do you think this is a trend that we're going to continue on, or are there some fundamental problems in our economic structure that are likely to take us down?
Well, I think that the private economy seems to be recovering. People are paying down debt. We're seeing some positive signs. But what will drag it down, I'm afraid, is the federal budget situation. That is not improving, and the amount that the federal government owes is so tremendous that at some point they will have to change course. They will either have to enact massive tax increases, which would hurt the economy, or massive spending cuts, which would also hurt the economy.
It doesn't sound like that leaves us with very many options.
No, there aren't many options. In the past, people talked about getting out from under debt by creating inflation. This time, that's not much of an option because a lot of federal obligations, a lot of the big problems for the federal government are its obligations for Social Security and Medicare, and those expenses will just increase if we increase inflation. Now, in the past, a lot of government debt was long-term, in, say, long-term Treasury bonds. And creating a lot of inflation reduces the real value of that long-term debt. But not only is a lot of our debt in these programs that will increase with inflation, but we've moved a lot of our debt to short-term Treasury securities. And increasing inflation doesn't reduce their value by nearly as much. So, the only other options are things like, we could default on debt, of course, but that would also be a disaster.
So when you look at these two approaches, the ones that the approach of congressional Republican leaders, which is to make cuts, avoid taxes, cut back on regulations, the president's saying we do need to tax our corporations a bit more and the wealthiest among us. Which of these two perspectives is closer to where we need to be, do you think?
Well, I think that it makes more sense to try and cut spending. Taxation is already very high in the United States on a lot of wealthy people. When people focus, say, on the 15% rate that people like Mitt Romney pay, they forget the fact that a lot of those profits are taxed at the corporate level first. So if you add the corporate taxation onto the personal taxation, it's pretty substantial. And then when you add other kinds of taxation, such as estate taxes, it's even more. So many wealthy people, when they're looking at their investment decisions, they see that investing an extra dollar, if they're looking at the return that they'll receive from that dollar, taxes take a very large chunk of that, large enough to convince them in many cases not to invest or not to take on extra projects.
I'm talking to Dr. David Barker, a former economist for the Federal Reserve and the author of the new book, Welcome to Free America. Where can folks find that book, David?
That book's available on Amazon, You can also find a link to it on my website, which is BarkerEcon.com.
So this growing disparity between the wealthiest and the rest of us, I'm guessing that includes the two of us, David. Now, what is the dynamic underneath that? When you see that happening, it hasn't always been the case. What's causing that that dynamic, and should we find ways to maybe halt it somehow?
Well, there are a number of causes. One reason why, when we look statistically at the income profile of the country, we have a lot of immigration, and a lot of our immigrants come in at very low income levels. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There's, you know, as long as there's work that they can do, but it often skews the statistics. Other factors, though, are have to do with government regulation, that government increasingly makes it more difficult for people to start businesses, for example. One way that it does that is through occupational licensing rules, which are becoming stricter and stricter over time and covering more and more occupations to do things like, you know, set up a barbershop or set up many other businesses, go into many other businesses, requires a lot of expense, a lot of time and educational programs, and in order to get a license for these things. So in many, many ways, it's government regulation that is that is hurting lower-income people, often helping higher-income people by eliminating competition from smaller businesses.
Now, you say the wealthiest among us do pay their fair share of taxes. But what about corporations? Do they not find ways to get around many of the taxes? We have all kinds of tax incentives, incentives, billions of dollars, even here in here in Michigan. That is across the country also. So when you look at corporations, do they in some ways take advantage of our tax system here in America?
Well, they sure do. They take advantage of every tax break they can find, as I think most of us do. People worry about that, but the real question is, why should why should it pay income tax? All of its profits are distributed to its shareholders, and the shareholders can ultimately pay the taxes. It's not clear why we need a double layer, why we need two layers of taxation for that. If we set individual income tax rates at levels that we think are appropriate, then there's no reason to tax it at the corporate level. And taxing at the corporate level involves a lot of waste, because corporations end up hiring many, many lawyers and accountants to try and figure out ways around the tax code. And those people's time, very intelligent, talented people, their time could be better spent on other projects.
Some argue that we need to set things up like even tariffs to avoid so much of the job losses that we've had here in the country, which have of course gone to other countries. That dynamic, do you see that as an inevitable one? And how in the world are we going to be able to equalize the playing field when we're going up against third world countries that pay their workers so much less?
Well, what's interesting is that when people look at why jobs go overseas, wages are not the main factor. There are many, many reasons why it's easier to do business in some other countries than in the United States. It's easier to get permits to build a factory. It's easier to cut through a lot of regulations and sort of government red tape to get things done. Plus the fact that some countries simply have more workers available and have built up an industrial base in some particular industries that we don't have. The wage differentials is really not what's driving it, particularly in higher technology businesses where wages are a fairly small fraction of overall costs.
5 years from now, are we going to be better off, or are we going to have to see worse conditions before they get better?
It's impossible to predict particularly short-term fluctuations in the economy. Absolutely impossible. Any economist who tells you that they are confident in their prediction of where we will be in a year or two or three is feeding you information that he or she shouldn't be. But I think we can look with a little more confidence at long-term trends. And in the long term, if we don't fix the federal government's budget situation, I would say we're headed for trouble in the long run, because the budget situation simply is not sustainable.
Dr. David Barker, former economist for the Federal Reserve, the author of the new book, Welcome to Free America. David, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.